High gas prices and plunging SUV sales are creating big trouble for the U.S. auto industry. Today it was Ford's turn to announce bad news. The company says it lost more than $1 billion on its North American operations in the third quarter. General Motors reported its own big losses earlier this week. GM has signed a tentative agreement with the United Auto Workers to reduce health care costs by $15 billion in the coming years. Ford will be looking to do the same. And tomorrow, the auto parts company Delphi will formally ask its workers to give up as much as two-thirds of their wages and benefits. We have two reports, starting with NPR's Jack Speer.
The losses at Ford and at GM highlight the dire straits the U.S. auto industry now finds itself in. Domestic automakers have seen their market share continue to erode while their health care costs have continued to go up. Speaking with industry analysts on a conference call this morning, Ford CEO Bill Ford said that combination is no longer sustainable.
Our industry is beginning a dramatic restructuring, which is sorely needed. And change is often uncomfortable, and the consequences will be painful to some. We can and will dramatically change the structure and the focus of our business.
Ford indicated the company has no choice but to close plants in the near future, but its restructuring plan won't be officially announced until January.
The Ford problem has been muted by what's going on at General Motors lately, because that's been so visible, but they're going to have to do many of the same things.
Gerald Myers is a professor at the University of Michigan Business School. He says Ford and GM will need to close half a dozen manufacturing plants and eliminate tens of thousands of jobs, both union and management. The plan outlined today by Ford's CEO doesn't just involve cost cutting. The number two automaker also wants to sharply boost its share of the hybrid vehicle market. But analysts say it may be too little, too late. Scott Sprinson is with Standard & Poor's.
There was a reference to a goal of production of 250,000 hybrids by the end of the decade at Ford. Well, that happens to be the number of hybrids that Toyota will probably sell this year. And by the end of the decade, you know, Toyota could be selling over 1 million hybrids.
Still, there are signs the basic stalemate that's prevented progress in the U.S. auto industry is breaking down. The breakthrough on health care benefits announced earlier this week by GM and the UAW is unprecedented. The union has agreed that its members should pay more of their health care costs, and it's also agreed to forego future wage hikes in order to continue to fund retiree benefits. But perhaps the most extraordinary thing about the agreement is its timing. The UAW's existing contract doesn't expire until 2007, and many observers did not expect a deal before then. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.